You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
And is that where we saw that mermaid that time?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, do you remember?
Yeah,
okay. Remember that woman, you know how you're talking about.
Oh, the
that
fish, woman. The woman with, yeah, that was half fish.
Yeah, that was a mermaid, she was a mermaid.
Yeah.
She was a mermaid, I was talking to her about it. She was telling me all about it. It's quite interesting.
Pros and cons.
It's quite an interesting life, mermaids.
It's cool.
Because they're fish down here and they're human up there, so it's like.
Did she have a job?
It's not very useful. No, she didn't even have a job. No. But
unemployed.
But you know, she can't put her head under the water because it's human, and she's not, right. She can't walk on land. It's like it's quite a tragic life. But I remember quite clearly.
I remember you going you sort of.
That's right. I saw her, and I just went. Brett replied.
Yeah.
Mockingly.
Oh, not really. Just more in a sort of Hawaiian vocal style.
Yeah. Oh yeah, okay. Then we went. It was quite weird. It was quite a weird thing to say, but we went.
Mermaid.
That's right.
Mermaid, into my ear, the answers to questions I want you to hear. Like, does it relax you to hear the sound of the land? Whoa. Do you, a mermaid, have slightly webbed hands? That must be freaky. Is it normal for a guy to wear scuba apparatus when he makes love in the sea?
Make love to him.
Would it be weird for you if it touched your fishy heart? Cause it would for me. Whoa, 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 whoa. Why-ya, why-ya.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ooh, ah, ooh, 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 ah, ooh. Do you have mermaid parties beneath the sea? And am I invited? At these mermaid parties, do you smoke seaweed? If so, then how do you light it? Are you the answer to a drunken sailor's lonely wish? Or are you an optical illusion caused by a woman sitting on a rock, holding half a fish, half a shapely halibut? Everybody!
Oh, fish like lady, a lady like. like fish.
I don't think so, bro. She's a lady, 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 lady.
No, no, she's a fish. That's just a little bit lady-ish. Yeah.
You wish. Fish is your favorite dish.
Let me let you in on a secret. That night, the mermaid and I, we had a little bit of dinner together.
Oh yeah, what did you have?
Caviar.
Oh, you see, she's a lady.
Yeah, well, she would have been if she hadn't laid them. Yeah.
But surely, surely, Brett, the fact that she has breasts would indicate that she's capable of producing milk for her young, making her a mammal. You know, mammary glands, making her a woman, really, and in effect, a lady.
Well, let's just say she definitely had breasts. Ooh! Ow! Yeah! Ooh.
How do you know? Did you grope her?
Ooh! No way! She'd batter me! Oh, she'd only just left school! Ooh! Thank you, yeah!
One, two, three, four!
Well, good afternoon. I see our mics are still a little quiet here in the studio. Hopefully you can hear me just fine. There's a lot of hiss on my end. It is 12:05. You have tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. This afternoon, a news program comes to you every Sunday on X-Ray, always hosted by news anchor Supreme Dick Dickenbach, except today, he's down by the shore, staring wistfully into the waves, as if with regret and longing. I'm Gary. I'll be here should he make his way back. It's March 29th, which is the 88th day of 2026. There are 277 days left in this year. We began the show today with a music report by Flight of the Conchords called Mermaid from their Folk the World tour album. Under My Voice is a song called Mermaid by Flim and the BBs from Tunnel. It will not surprise you that March 29th is Mermaid Day. What is a mermaid, you might ask? Well, I have a portion of an essay from LiveScience.com about mermaids. With most of our planet, of our blue planet, covered with water, it's little wonder that centuries ago the oceans were believed to hide mysterious creatures, including sea serpents and mermaids. Merfolk, which includes mermen, are the marine version of half-human, half-animal legends that have captured human imagination for ages. One source, the Arabian Nights, describes mermaids as having moon faces and hair like a woman's, but their hands and feet were in their bellies, and they had tails like fishes. C.J.S. Thompson notes in his book, The Mystery and Lore of Monsters, that, quote, traditions concerning half-humans and half-fish in form have existed for thousands of years, and the Babylonian deity Era is usually described as having a bearded head with a crown and a body like a man, but from the waist downwards, he has the shape of a fish. Greek mythology contains stories of the god Triton, the merman messenger of the sea, and several modern religions, including Hinduism and Candomblé, an Afro-Brazilian belief, worship mermaid goddesses to this day. In some legends from Scotland and Wales, mermaids befriended and even married humans. In the Shetland Islands, mermaids were thought to be stunningly beautiful women who lived under the sea. Their hybrid appearance is temporary, the effect being achieved by donning the skin of a fish. They must be very careful not to lose this while wandering about on land, because without it they'd be unable to return to their underwater realm. The reality of mermaids was assumed during medieval times, when they were depicted matter-of-factly alongside known aquatic animals, such as whales. Hundreds of years ago, sailors and residents in coastal towns around the world told of encountering at sea these sea maidens. So why is March 29th celebrated as Mermaid Day? This reporter could not find any particular reason, but calendaroftheday.com gives us some motivation. Mermaid Day is a delightful invitation for dreamers and enthusiasts worldwide to dive deep, see what they did there, into the magical realm of these captivating half-human, half-fish beings that have enchanted storytellers, artists, and adventurers for centuries. From ancient legends whispered across distant lands to sparkling appearances in books, songs, movies, and everyday fashion, Mermaids continue to spark wonder about the hidden wonders. Bad writing. Continue to spark amazement, continue to spark interest about the hidden wonders lurking beneath ocean waves. The celebration encourages people of all ages to embrace curiosity, unleash creative fantasies, and ponder whether these graceful creatures might swim in undiscovered depths or exist purely as symbols of mystery and freedom. Well, we're going to do our part with music reports today about mermaids. The telephone lineup here is 503-233-X-RAY. That spells 9729. You can text me at 971-220-KXRY. That spells 5979. So yeah, it's Mermaid Day. And this is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!
I once went fishing, and I caught a mermaid. Told me that she was Neptune's daughter. I clipped a pop for a buck and a quarter. Sold him a pen for riding under water.
Water. Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!
So I told her, Pappy, that we could be happy. Pappy said, listen here, you bounder, you cannot keep her just cause you found her. She is engaged to a very wealthy flounder.
Flounder.
To marry, she didn't tarry. I slipped the ring upon her flipper. We sail away on a Yankee clipper. Soon we were blessed with an 8-pound bouncing kipper. But she was a sly one. First thing I knew, she took to swearing, slipping around and never caring. Caught her with every Tom and Dick and Harry. Got slyer and no what a liar. Spent all my loot on gin and splurging, lied to my face without no urging, especially when she said she was a sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
So I learned my lesson,
my lesson,
and now I'm confessing,
confessing.
I'll never miss that mermaid squawking. You really ain't no good for walking. Who needs the half that's always busy talking,
talking.
Ship ahoy.
There is a mermaid in the sea. Her eyes are darkest blue, and sailors say they only see her when a storm is due. She stretches out her loving arms and looks so innocent, but the men who need her never live a minute to repent. She's a blue-eyed mermaid from the deep blue sea, the answer to a lonely sailor's dream. When she combs her golden hair, you'll hear thunder in the air, the blue-eyed mermaid in the deep blue sea. The Flying Dutchman sails the seas, and deep down in her hold you'll find the souls of sailors who were lonely, brave and bold. They listened to the mermaid as she sang her melody. Now their bones are resting deep down on the bottom of the sea. She's a blue-eyed mermaid from the deep blue sea, the answer to a lonely sailor's dream. When she combs her golden hair, you'll hear thunder in the air, the blue-eyed mermaid in the deep. So sailor men, be wary when the mermaid calls to you, cause while you're looking in her eyes, here's what she'll do to you. She'll gather you into her arms and kiss you tenderly, and you'll never leave the bottom of the deep blue sea. She's a blue-eyed mermaid from the deep blue sea, the answer to a lonely sailor's dream. When she combs her golden hair, you'll hear thunder in the air, the blue-eyed mermaid in the deep. The blue-eyed mermaid in the deep blue sea.
Steamship fare, When my lazy trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bills, let my meat float with me. Body, my darling have forsaken me. If I ever see her face again, I have to swim across the sea. When my lazy trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bills, let the mermaid flirt with me. Controls our unhappy home, my sweetheart I cannot find. The only thing I can call my own is a troubled and a worried mind. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bills, let the mermaid flirt with me. I do not wake for pleasure, there's a peace I'll see no more. The only reason I wake at all, it drives the wolf from my door. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bills, let the mermaid fight with me.
When I was 12 years old, you see the pictures of mermaids in all the books and magazines. Not mermaids, mermaids. That's what we called them up home. And all the pictures, yeah, they never had no bras on. They didn't have anything on. And I was old enough that I knew that they really didn't exist. But I also wondered, if they did exist, what the hell would you do with one if you caught it?
When I was a lad in a fishing town, an old man said to me, you can spend your life, your jolly life, just sailing on the sea. You can search the world for pretty girls till your eyes are weak and dim, but don't go swimming with a mermaid, son, if you don't know how to swim. 'Cause her hair is green as seaweed, and her skin is blue and pale. And I tell you now, before you start, you can love that girl with all your heart, but you're just gonna love the upper part. You're not gonna like the tail. So I signed on to a whaling ship, and my very first day at sea, I seen a mermaid in the waves reaching out to me. Come live with me in the sea, said she, and down on the ocean's floor, I'll show you a million wondrous things you never seen before. So I jumped and she pulled me down, down to her seaweed bed, and a pillow made of tortoise shells she placed beneath my head. She fed me shrimps and caviar upon a silver dish. From her head to her waist, she was just my taste, but the rest of her was a fish. Her hair was green as seaweed, and her skin was blue and pale. And her face, it was a work of art, and I loved that girl with all my heart, but only loved the upper part. I did not like the tail. Then one day she swam away and I sang to the clams and whales. I missed her fins and her seaweed hair and the silvery shine of her scales. Then her sister, she swam by and set my heart awhirl. Cause her upper part was an ugly fish, but the bottom part was a girl. Yeah, her toes are pink and rosy, and her knees are smooth and pale, and her legs, they are worth a part. And I love that girl with all my heart. I don't give a damn about the upper part. That's how I end my tale.
All right.
Breaking news. I have to push my microphone down. Will that make a noise? Okay. It's about 25 minutes past the noontime hour. On March 29th, which is Mermaid Day, this is the Mermaid Day Report on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. I'm sitting in for regular host Dick Dickenbach, who, he stepped out. He had a peculiar craving for seafood. These are the music reports about mermaids you just heard. That was Bobby Bear. The Mermaid, that's a Shel Silverstein song. I like Bobby Bear's version because it's not nearly as creepy as Shel Silverstein's. That's from Bobby Bear, sings Lullabies, Legends, and Lies. Not to say there's not a time and place for creepy Shel Silverstein. Before that, Mississippi John Hurt, Let the Mermaids Flirt with Me from DC Blues, the Library of Congress Recordings of Volume 1. In the middle of that set, we heard Bobby Darin and the Jaybirds, Blue-Eyed Mermaid from early Bobby Darin. Frankie Lane sang of the Mermaid from the Frankie Lane Collection, and we began with Bernie Cummings and his Hotel New York Orchestra, New Yorker Orchestra, meaning the Mermaid, a love song in fish time. That's from Baby How Can It Be, Songs of Love, Lust, and Contempt from the 1920s and 1930s. Under my voice is ISAN Merman Sound from Glow in the Dark Safari Set. Now, I've been handed a note. A merman has called in? A mermaid. A merman. You said a merman. Have you vetted the caller? All right. Let me see if I can connect. It's this flashing line right here. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Hello. You're on the Dickenbach Report. This is Gary.
Gary, hey. This is Stephen Seaborn. I don't have that much time. I slopped out of the harbor. I found the first payphone that I could get to, and I know I don't have much time on land, but I need to talk to you.
As long as you're okay being on the air, Stephen,
It's Stephen. It's a fish pun. Look, I can't pronounce my merman name in English. In fact, this isn't even my voice. I've just adopted this voice and the name Stephen Seaborn so as to make myself more, let's say, digestible. No, let's not say digestible. A little bit more acceptable for you to hear.
I know it's Mermaid Day, Stephen. Is that why you've called us?
Gary, that's a great question. I need to tell you something about a book I recently read. I just wrapped up the Bible, and it seems like... Do you all have a patriarchy up there? Is that how things work?
Mostly, yes.
Oh, thank God. You don't know how lucky you have it, Gary. I live in an underwater kingdom, as you know. Atlantica. Surely you've heard of it from the documentary The Little Mermaid. As you know, people know all about mermaids, sirens, etc., but nobody really gives a damn about mermen. And that's because women rule the society down here. And I just want to go to a place where I'm in power.
So you want to escape your world where mermaids rule?
It's a mermaid's world!
Is it biologically possible for you to live in the surface world?
I don't know whether I should go to a vet or to a doctor, but I know that I want legs. I know that I want lungs. I know that I would like a scepter like all of your men have. I think, honestly, that that's how it works. Like, that the reason why men rule on land is because they're born with scepters, and we are not. How does a king rule without a scepter?
I would like to warn you, Stephen, that the patriarchy here is in trouble. Women have made great strides.
Gary, you didn't hear my whole plan, okay? All I want is a Western doctor. I'm heading straight to Saudi Arabia once I get my stuff worked out.
Yeah, still pretty awful for women over there. Stephen, how do you speak our language?
I've read tons of books. I read the Bible. I read the Quran. I read 50 Shades of Grey, On the Road, Franny and Zoe, Lolita. I've read lots of books.
And mermen are truly oppressed in your undersea world?
Yeah, I get paid 2/3 of what they do, which means, you know, taking home 2/3 less clamshells per week. It's a mermaid's world!
Are mermen limited in society that they can't travel without, like, a mermaid?
We'll never know the joy of childbirth. That feels like oppression.
Is it true, Stephen, that mermaids eat humans?
The cool ones do.
Have you ever eaten a human?
Duh.
You have?
I mean, when they fall down, you share it with the whales and stuff. You share it with them and you take a little nibble. I mean, look, they're not mermaids or mermen. They're people. Like, why would I give a damn, honestly? You all eat fish.
Stephen, this is quite a scoop. You're the first mer person to talk to a human. Documented mer person. Up to now, it's just been legend stories.
I think we learned our lesson. Are you familiar with the Prime Directive on the TV show Star Trek? So anyway, we interacted with them a little bit. We hung out. They taught us how to read. Then later on, we found out that we were like in their folklore, and we became sort of gods for some of the civilizations. And we were like, whoops, and we just dipped.
Well, that is super fascinating, Stephen. I mean, Steve.
My name is Stephen Seaborn. This is my identity. This is my Seaborn identity. I'm a merman who hates the matriarchy and wants to crush it.
Oh, I'm getting the sense that under the sea, it's a mermaid's world.
It's a mermaid's world! Love that song. Is that James Brown?
That's quite ironic. Thank you for calling, Stephen, and good luck in your quest to become a human.
Can you find me a plastic surgeon who's scuba certified and throw me a note in the harbor?
Maybe. Which harbor?
The Baltimore Harbor.
I'll see what I can do. Thanks again for calling in.
It was a real pressure working with you.
Okay, so you heard it here first. The very first interview ever on the radio with a member of the merfolk community. This is going to get us a Peabody for sure. Oh, Dick Dickenbach's going to be so mad when he realizes he missed this one. And I can think, just coming up. The Gary Report. Oh, that has such a nice ring to it. All right, the phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. What's that? No, that's not a real song. There's not a song called It's a Mermaid's World. I promise. He's thinking of the James Brown song It's a Man's World. Yeah, I can't play that. Sorry, some discussion here. More musical reports about mermaids now on the Dickenbach Report. For now. On X-Ray FM, KXY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
One night as I lay on me bed, I lay so fast asleep, when the thoughts of me true love come running to me head, and poor sailors that sails on the deep. As I sailed out one day, and being not far from the land, there I spied a mermaid sitting on a rock, with a comb and a glass in her hand. The song she sang so sweet, but no answer at all could us make, till at length our gallant ship she took round about, which made all our poor hearts to ache. Then up stepped the helmsman of our ship, in his hand a lead and a line, all for to sound the seas, me boys, that is both wide and deep. But no hard rock or sand could he find. Then up stepped the captain of our ship, and a well-speaking man was he. He says, I have a wife, me lads, in fair Plymouth town, but this night a widow she will be. Then up spoke the mate of our ship, and a good old fellow was he. Oh, I have 2 sons in Bristol town, but fatherless this night they will be. Then up spoke the little cabin boy, and a pretty boy was he. Oh, I care most for me daddy and me mammy, that I never, never more shall see. Call the boat, me fair Plymouth boys. Don't you hear how the trumpets do sound? For the want of a longboat, our gallant ship was lost, and the most of our merry men was drowned.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
She and I together ride, underneath the waves we ride. See, it fits us like a glove, riding to the end of love. My mermaid and me, alone in the sea. My mermaid and me. She and I so high we ride, seahorse built for two we ride. See the way her eyes they shine, love inside a pearl I'll find. My mermaid and me, alone in the sea. My mermaid and me. I see her face, she's smiling, like the wind so gently gliding. The sun shines brightly round us as we play. She leads, I follow, to a bright new day. My mermaid and me, alone in the sea. My mermaid and me.
Thank you.
when the tide leaves, when the tide leaves.
Songs the word, oh, oh, oh.
were bare was that for me. They want me going leagues beneath the sea. Oh, to liquid rendezvous. Ah, oh, the mermaid blues. This coil of memories may drag me down and chase a tail.
Lovely. This just in at about 12:46 in the afternoon on Mermaid Day, March 29th. We're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. You've just heard some very informative musical reports about mermaids. Let me tell you what those were. That was Eyelids, Mermaid Blues from The Accidental Falls. We heard before that Colleen and Paul, Mermaids and Surfer Girls from their self-titled record from 2010. In the middle of that set, In Spiral Carpets, Mermaid from The Beast Inside. I played Bill Soden, My Mermaid and Me. That's the B-side of his Stop in the Name of Love single from 1967. And we began with Ewan McCall, The Mermaid from Ye Mariners All, More Shanties and Four Bitters. Under My Voice, Margie Butler, Lure of the Sea Maiden, The Mermaid, from Magic of the Celtic Harp. There's a lot of discussion online about whether sirens and mermaids are the same. This reporter prefers to think they're different, but many of the musical reports acted as if mermaids were in fact sirens. I will have none of that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach did tell us he once loved a mermaid. He met her in college. He said her name was Laurie Lamaris. Laurie Lamaris? Wait, no, that was Silver Age Clark Kent's college girlfriend. She was secretly a mermaid. She was in a wheelchair, and then he discovered she had... Anyway, that's a different, very different mild-mannered reporter than you, Mr. Dickenbach. Anyway, he regrets missing the show, but he'll be back next week because we are here every Sunday at noon. You can listen to previous reports... Not to the mic, Gary. Previous reports at xray.fm. I will play musical reports up until 1. That will appear on the playlist, which is on the xray.fm website. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, quoting Hans Christian Andersen, who must bear responsibility, some responsibility, for this day. Quote, "A mermaid has no tears, and therefore she suffers so much more." Okay, I was going to say, have a wonderful Sunday, but that was kind of rough. Pause there for effect. Okay. Try to have a wonderful Sunday otherwise. And really great to see all of you out yesterday. What a wonderful March we had. Let's hope it does the trick.
Cliff, ghost of the Baroque, battered.
broken by the rocks. Send a mermaid from the sea, so still left to hear, come ye from the tinner's way, the mermaid girl is here. But there's nothing left when folk arrive in the valley, the time forgot. There in the church, in the shadow upon the rocks. Send a mermaid from the sea, so send a mermaid. Thank you.
dry.